one true thing that everyone knows about creativity and loves about it is that being creative isn't like work. Any moment of lightness, joy, and flow is a creative moment. Such moments don't occur randomly or from an invisible source. Your higher creative self always wants an outlet for expression. Therefore, it creates the moments in your life you already enjoy the most. This gives us a second guideline for getting unstuck. The first guideline was to get out of the habit of struggle, which allows your deep awareness to begin to organize your life a better way. The second guideline is about expectations. It says that you need to get out of the habit of low expectations. When you convince yourself that you deserve only a very limited amount of love, joy, appreciation, grace, and wishes that come true, you are cutting off your creativity. This creativity isn't artistic talent. We must never forget that. Creativity is inherent in everyone's consciousness. It gives everyone access to unlimited love, joy, appreciation, grace, and fulfillment. People differ, but pure consciousness belongs to everyone in the same limitless amount. Creativity seems to come and go, just as all good things seem to come and go, because our relationship to the creative self is uneven and partially blocked. The key is to make your creative self into a helper, your most trusted ally and guide. Our two guidelines are a great help here. We get out of the habit of struggling and we stop having low expectations. These guidelines are easy to follow and you can ease into them at your own pace. To keep your connection to your creative self, pay attention to any moment during the day when you laugh or feel a burst of happiness, when you feel loved and appreciated, when you've hit upon a creative solution or created something that brings you joy. Pause and say to yourself, "This is what I want. This is the me I want to be." With this simple affirmation, you reinforce your connection to pure awareness, where creativity has its source. Leading a creative life happens right now, when you let your creative self rise to the surface in joy and fulfillment. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. I find joy in creative living. I find joy in creative living. Now, let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Ananda Hum. Ananda Hum. This mantra awakens the state of unlimited joy that is your true creative self. Ananda is the inherent bliss, freedom, and unlimited creativity of existence. Repeat it silently to yourself. Ananda. Ananda Hum. Ananda Hum. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Ananda Hum. Ananda Hum. Ananda Hum. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Ananda Hum. Ananda Hum. Ananda Hum. time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate this centering thought. I find joy in creative living. I find joy in creative living. Namaste.